My guests today are Elena and Lily, two couch surfers from Germany who I've just met in France. We're both biking south through the south of France. Welcome.
Welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourselves, where you're from, how old you are, and what you're doing right now?
We're both 19 and we come from Hamburg. And we finished school. I did it this year in June. And Elena did it last year.
Exactly. And after finishing school, I finished a formation. I don't know the English word, but...
What's the German word for it again?
Ausbildung, it is. As a chemical technical assistant. And then I worked half a year like it, but I realized that this is not what I want to do my whole life. And I thought that life can give me more things than just working in a laboratory. And yeah, so now I started a tour with my bike and a good friend.
And do you two know each other from school?
No, we know each other for now, I think, 15 years from kindergarten. So, yes, it's a long, long friendship.
Wow, kindergarten.
Yeah, and we share our hobby, which is circus.
Tell me more.
Yeah, we have training twice a week and we do trapeze and acrobatics. And every year we have two shows. And yeah, it's a nice hobby.
And one show is in a big circus tent, is that? And yes, every time it is very special and nice to be there.
All right, now tell me about your bike trip. Where did it start? How long will it be? And where do you think it might end?
We start in our hometown at the Elbe River.
In Hamburg.
Yes. And drove then to, what was the first stop?
I think Bremen, then Osnabrück, Köln, Cologne. And then we drove the Rhine, down the Rhine to the Schwarzwald, the Black Forest. And there we stayed some days to rest and get new
energy.
And then we drove to Strasbourg and there we took a train to Lyon. And now we're back on our bikes and driving down the Rhône. Yeah, but where we will go, we don't know. Our first goal is the
Montpellier.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, but then we don't know. Maybe we will go on. Maybe we will stay there. Maybe we will go back. It's possible that 1 week and then that's it. It's possible that we will go on for 2 months. Nobody knows. Neither we do.
But you said you won't continue past the end of this year. And so yes. And so maybe total trip length of a few months.
Yes, it's planned for 3 months. So we don't know how long exactly, but yes.
And just to clarify something, when you use the word driving, I think you're talking about the German verb fahren, which is used for both driving cars and riding bicycles.
Riding the bike, yes.
Yeah. It's like just so no one thinks like, I thought they were riding bikes. No, they're just driving cars. That's
we're
not impressive.
Driving with a car. Never. Yeah. We're just riding our bikes all the time and every day, and that's nicer than driving a car, I think.
And where are you staying?
Today or...
In general, start with today, and then maybe where have you stayed?
Today we're in Montélimar at a couch surfing host, and we're staying some night at couch surfing hosts, but we also have a tent with us, so we can also stay in camping places, or we also asked people to camp in their garden. but that's much easier in Germany than in France.
Yeah, because our problem is that we don't speak French and the most French people don't speak English or German. So it's very hard to ask them if we, like strangers, can camp in their garden. But we will see. Maybe we will have luck one day. And in Germany, it worked out very well. So it was one of the nicest experiences that total strangers let us camp in their gardens and gave us food and so much love. Like, yeah, we haven't thought before.
So it's been all positive experiences on this trip?
Yes, really, really positive.
Yeah, especially how nice people are. That was really, really, yeah, nice.
So a lot of the people who listen to this show are parents, and a lot of them are moms. And I'm sure there are many who would imagine having their own kids, or, you know, just now 19-year-old kids doing this, and they would be afraid. They'd be afraid that something bad is going to happen, because there are so many bad things that can happen in the world. Mm-hmm. And so do you have anyone in your life that's afraid for you and has expressed those fears to you?
My mom as well. And she bought, I don't know what it is in
pepper
English.
Pepper spray?
Yeah. Pepper spray.
You got pepper spray
for us. And I think we're lucky that I think Germany is a safe country to travel for us, or safer than other countries, and that is very good for us because it's easily to travel there.
Yeah, and I have to say, when we started, or when we planned this tour, me myself, I was a little bit afraid if it will work, if we will find a place to stay at, if people will say, yes, of course, you can camp in my garden. I don't know you, but no problem. And I was very happy to see how easy it is. And with every day, I got more conscious and more trust in that we will find a place to go, that we will find someone who will help us if we need help. Yeah.
Do you two consider yourselves especially brave people, especially courageous? Do you feel like you're very different from other people your age in Germany?
For myself, I can say no. I wouldn't say I'm that brave or braver than other people's. I think braver than some people's, but all people's are different, so...
Yeah, I think... the two of us, we are like, we're doing what our thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe that is a difference between us and some others, that we, if we think that this way of doing something is correct, mm-hmm. we do it. And yeah, but I don't think that we are so courageous, or I don't know, not that much more than others are.
And earlier we were talking about the term gap year, mm-hmm. and maybe that is used a bit differently in Germany as it is in the United States. Do you consider yourselves to be on taking a gap year now? I mean, usually in the US, we would talk about that as something you do in between high school and college or university, or something you do right after you finish college or university.
Yeah, I think for the two of us, it is like a break and a orientation phase time because we don't know what we want to do, and we hope that on this journey we will see places, meet people, find out things about ourselves that maybe show us what we want to do with our lives. So this is what this time is, and I think that if after school you go to university or start working directly, you miss a lot of things you can just learn if you travel and if you take some time and a break from your normal life. Yeah.
And I think the word gap year is just not that used in Germany that it is in America. So it is kind of a gap year. But yes, we just don't call it that way.
Yeah. How expensive is this trip that you're on?
It's not expensive.
give us an estimate here.
Oh, okay. I have to say that before the trip, we paid some money for our bikes, because I think it's important to have good bikes if you every day drive with them. And yes, the bags and the tent, if you don't have the sleeping bag and the kitchen gear and stuff like that. But
and that's really expensive, or can be really expensive.
It can be. But like now on the trip, we often sleep at friends' houses or at couch surfing hosts, and they give us food. And like, we paid €2 for the couch surfing account, but that's it. And now we can sleep nearly every night at a place, at a safe place. And what we spend our money for is food as well. Yeah, but like, I don't know, 5 to 10 euros a day, or one day nothing and another day a little bit more. But
So that's about six to 12 US dollars a day.
Yeah, yeah, I think. And I think if you want to, you can spend less. It's like, you just need a bread a day and some cheese, or and that's it. So another thing, on the biking tour, we pass a lot of fields, and don't tell the police, but if there are nice fields, we sometimes take some fruits from the fields. Yeah, I know. But it's very nice. We already saw some figs. Figs, for some fig plantation, and aubergine?
I don't know. Eggplant.
Eggplant. And zucchini and potato and onion, like everything I've never seen in my life. And it's very nice to have so much fruits.
And I think yesterday there was a big kiwi field.
Kiwis in France.
Yes. Yeah. And that was very interesting. And we never saw it in Germany or thought that it could be here, but it was very big. And was very cool.
Is what you're doing considered weird among, I guess, if I say among people you know, maybe that's not a good question, because you have weird friends. Or maybe all your circus friends think like, of course, this is a normal thing to do.
Not weird. No. And not all our friends are from the circus school. So.
Okay.
I think I heard a lot of was it your own idea to take the bike that they wouldn't do it because they think it's too
it's very hard.
Yes, but there are also a lot of people who say wow, that's so cool. And no, I think weird, I never heard weird.
Yeah, me neither. Just like, wow, that's pretty cool that you're doing this. And
For people who don't know anything about the German school system, can you just give a quick orientation to what it's like to go through school in Germany?
Yeah, okay. Like in Germany, we have two systems, I would say. One is called the Gymnasium and the other one is the Gesamtschule.
Yes.
If you go to a Gymnasium, you have like 12 years, and on the Gesamtschule you have 30 years. So,
And in the Gymnasium you make Abitur. Is it? Yes.
Yeah. The big final test.
Yes, the big final test at the end. And in the Gesamtschule you have three different final tests you can make and leave the school after the ninth grade, I think, the 10th or then the 13th. And after the 13th is like Abitur, it's the final big exam. But you can leave earlier when you're not that good in school.
And I don't remember why they changed the system to 12 years. I think it was like for having more people which can go work earlier or something like that. I'm not sure. And yeah, some people say, oh, you got a year more, you have to travel. And some other people say, oh, you're so early, you've finished your school that early, now go study, go, you can, yeah.
Yeah, you finished early, so go to work early.
Yeah, that's what some people say.
Start your adult life.
Yeah, but I think it's too early. I think we have to learn more by traveling.
And which form of school did each of you go to?
I went to a gymnasium, so I had just 12 years.
But I went to a Gesamtschule and had 13 years, and yes.
And you did not decide, Lily, to leave earlier?
No. I did Abitur.
Okay, so you each took the big, intense test, the Abitur.
Yes.
And the results of that test essentially determine whether you can go to university and how good of a, how competitive of a university you can get into. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And so now that you've taken the Abitur, do those test results stay with you? And so you can take this year or two off and do a gap year, and then you can go back to university if you want to without any consequences?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I think so. Yeah.
The Abitur is not like, it's not like milk. It won't go bad.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay. So each of you have a form of security, right?
Yes.
Now. You've done all of the regular school. If you choose to go to university, you've already taken the Abitur.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's something that you can, that maybe can help you relax a bit in this time period.
Yeah, probably. Yes. Yeah, but sometimes if I see some of my friends which directly after finishing school went to the university, sometimes I'm like, oh, they are missing so much, and in other moments I'm like, they will finish university earlier and then have more time for the rest of their life, or I don't know, it's like I feel both sides, but I think my way is for me the better one.
You don't feel so much anxiety about this that you doubt yourself.
What?
Sorry. Okay, I think you said it best. You feel confident in your path. Yeah,
exactly.
So good. And what do you think is not good or needs to be changed about the German education system?
I think some people feel a lot of pressure that they have to be good and that every grade is important, and that if you're not as good as the other ones are, you cannot get the job you want to and be happy in your life, and that the school system is like, this is the system, and if you don't fit in it, you are bad, and not the system is bad, it's you. And as well, I think that the 12-year way is like, it's harder because you have 1 year less than the other ones do, and you're very young when you finish school, and many people don't know what they want to do in their life, but they have to choose because they are, because the parents tell them to do that when they are ready with school. And I think that 1 year more is not that bad. Yeah.
And I think on my school, it was a kind of special system, because in year 5 till 10, I think, grade 5 to 10, we could work in the as fast as we wanted to. And there wasn't a teacher in front of the class. And we had our things and just learned the stuff. And when somebody was fast in math, he could do that more, and German a little bit less. And I really liked that way of learning, and think that it could be in more schools. and could help a lot of people and a lot of children to get better in school and to make learning more nicer, just like that. And I think sometime the
artistical.
Yes, no, artistical. It's like
creative thing.
Creative parts are more important than just German, English, math, or biology, and that sometime just in school it's about which job gives which money in at the end, and I think that's very bad for children to get to know. And yes,
and I think that in the, yeah, for most people, most children, it's normal to do the Abitur. It's like, if you don't do it, why haven't you done it? You have to do it if you want to do something good with your life. And yeah, I think that for many jobs you don't have to do it, you don't have to have the Abitur. But so if it's not your way of life, it's totally okay not to do it. But many people think that, oh, he or she is stupid if he or she doesn't do it. That's not that nice.
It's like in the United States, where having a high school diploma, oftentimes you don't actually need it for many types of work, but still it feels like this says, I'm a smart person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm a person worthy of respect.
And at the same time, if I'm thinking back to my last 2 years, like if I could have finished school after 10th grade or 2 years more and then Abitur, and in these 2 years, I learned a lot about, I don't know, myself, about the world, what I haven't learned in the years before. And for myself, I could say that it was an important time, and yeah, that it's good to learn some things about history. For example, I don't like history, but I'm happy that I had to learn it, because if not, I maybe would never learn that in my life. And so at the same time, in some way, I think that it's good to learn that stuff, even if yeah, it's not what you want to, what's your way. And on the other hand, I don't think that everybody should have to do it. I don't know. I think it's complicated.
You sound conflicted on this matter. Yeah.
Yeah.
So after this bike trip, how do each of you plan to spend the second half of your gap year? If that's even how we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, I will go to South America and go travel on a little bit more together with another friend. And we don't have a plan. We will start in Uruguay and go to Colombia, I think. I'm not sure. And we have 6 months. But what will happen in the months in between, I don't know. Yeah. That's my plan.
And I will go back to Hamburg. And then, actually, I don't know what exactly I will do, but I want to go, I think it's volunteering in some jobs to get to know what jobs I like the most, and to get to know jobs better, to know what I will do then the year after. And that I don't just study something I don't really like or so. And yes, that's my plan.
Okay, final question for each of you, which is, what's something that you were afraid of before this trip that you're no longer afraid of?
It's not that easy. You know something? I don't know, I wasn't afraid, but now I have like more trust in myself and the world, and that it's going to be good, and that all in all, I don't have to be afraid of what's coming tomorrow. It's, I don't know, it's like I'm more trustful in life.
Yes, and I think it's getting more easy to ask just random people, like, to camp in their garden or something else to get to know with, random people in the world.
Okay. Lily, Elena, vielen Dank. Thank you.
Gerne.
Tschüss.
Tschüss.